This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us will read stories where people got defrauded, they got robbed, they got cheated. And so when we hear these stories, we think, okay, well, I'm protected because I only hang around people I know. If I do meet somebody, I screen them first. And I will not be a victim. I won't fall for that. And hopefully you guys are, you know, great. Good. The only problem is you might be looking for the obvious signs of somebody trying to steal from you. The new sort of crime wave is a sort of situation such that you're wanting to give that person your valuables. And the person's like, no, 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 no. And you're like, no, take it. And some of you might be unwittingly in a situation where they're not stealing from you, but you are actively just handing them over money. Now, some of you are like, no, that's not me, that's not me, that's not me. Well, let's take a look at this. So, some of us are in the dating world. I'm still married. I hope my husband never leaves me because, honestly, I don't know how I would do Tinder or these dating apps. Because I'm not naive, but I love flattery. And I love being flirted with. So, if somebody flirts with me, they got my attention. Gotta be careful with that. And scientists are looking at what's happening online. And there are some patterns that we're seeing these thieves and criminals do. They might not do it the first email or the first, I'll get emails from random people. I'm like, okay, you're strange. But some of them may actually wait months before they start hitting you up for money. And again, in a very indirect way. So you meet somebody online, they're usually out of state or out of the country. Out of the country is a big red flag to me. I've had friends and family members who was somebody from Italy. And usually in Italy, they're like real estate agents or real estate developers. Honestly, if you're really looking for love and a lifelong partner, and long distance out of state, you might be able to make it work, but not out of the country. If you're really looking for a lifelong partner, now this out-of-the-country person will say, I'm relocating back to America, and I'm relocating back to Las Vegas, New Mexico, or Las Vegas, Las Vegas. They might leave that, you know, open. You're like, well, where are you? I'm here. Oh, I'm at Las Vegas, New Mexico. Or I'm relocating back to Hollywood. You are? Well, great, I'll meet you for dinner. No, that's Hollywood, Florida. So, you know, they'll tell you, so you keep being interested, that they'll come back. They'll also pretend that they're vulnerable. And they'll say, look, I'm really surprised you're even interested in me because, I'm not really good at this. I'm new at this. Yeah, I don't think I'm good looking. And you're like, oh, you're very good looking. Yeah, I don't really want to be online. But thank God I did this because I could meet you. Now, maybe as soon as possible, let's talk off online because I just don't want to attract anybody else. Well, then you're giving your personal information. And you're, that's, be careful. If you meet them online, still keep your communication on there for a while, because, again, you don't know who this other person is. Some of them are pretending to be in the military. Now, if you tell me you're in the military, or you're law enforcement, I'm like, okay, we don't even have to date. I'm going to be your life partner forever. No. But they'll do that, because what they'll sometimes do as somebody in the military is say, look, I need to get back, right? But, you know, the military doesn't pay as much, and I don't want to ask you for money, but can I use your points for a flight? Can I use your, do you have any extra points? Do you have any, they'll be very subtle about it and say, look, and then I want to pay you back. Or, you know, if you are now moving towards meeting somewhere and meeting in a hotel, look, I got the hotel. Here's my receipt. Of course, if it's a refundable, fully refundable, be careful with that. I got the hotel. If you have extra points, I promise I'll pay you back when I see you. It's not something as direct as I need $500. Now, the reason why is that has been the scam up until now. My daughter needs surgery. You've seen pictures of her over the last few months. You've spoken to her over the phone. My ex-wife will not pay. She's evil. She has all sorts of personality disorders, and I'm not going to be able to make the deductible. And you're like, well, of course. Do you want me to pay the doctor? Do you want me to pay the, Venmo it to me, and I'm going to show you pictures of her recovery. That could be a scam. And these are the types of things that are happening. Or they don't even ask you for the money. They say, yeah, my daughter's sick again. Oh, no, what's going on? Well, it's your tonsils. It's just, you know, we can't afford yet to let me do this. Please, it's your birthday coming up. Let me pay for this. So keep in mind that a lot of these are scammers. You may eventually be talking to someone, AI, who knows how to say the right things and flatter you. But please, for the love of God, no financial arrangements need to be ever made with anybody online that you are not dating in city and you know well enough. Scary stuff out there. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer today. So we just talked about a lot of cybercrime, right? We have the leaks with our classified documents. We're having online theft with people that you think you're falling in love with and in love with you, and they're stealing right in front of you. But we're really grappling with a huge surge in crime, violent crime, armed robbery, larceny across the United States. And joining us next, who's been on our show before, is Steve Gramas, president of the Las Vegas Police Protective Association, detective at Las Vegas Metro Police Department, to talk to us about what he's seen. Steve, God bless you and your team. Tell us what you're seeing.
I greatly appreciate you taking the time and having me on the show. You kind of hit the nail on the head that crime is surging. We've got folks in politics that have a bigger care for protecting criminals than they do for protecting our citizens and our officers and all of our first responders. And, it's disheartening, but our officers are still out there fighting the fight every day.
You know, I'm glad you're on with us. A big discussion, as we've seen with recent school shootings, is you know, let our first responders help protect, you know, our schools. Is that practical? I mean, do we have enough officers to defend all our schools, or do we need to build up our law enforcement departments?
Yeah, no, currently right now, looking at just taking our area in Las Vegas, we do not have enough police officers to handle all of our schools, as well as handle our calls for service and our strip corridor, things like that. But I think it is reasonable to try and understand that we need to overinvest in our police force to keep our kids safe. We all know that that's one of our priorities as citizenry and as police officers, that we've got to protect the ones that really can't protect themselves. And those kids should have a bigger concern with going and learning and getting an education than worrying about their safety at a school. I'd love to see our politicians step up and make some real change and add police officers to every school that we can think of. It would just be amazing protection for our folks, and you would see that these shooters would probably be going far down, knowing that there's a hero on the campus that's ready to risk their own life to save the lives of others.
Man, from your lips to God's ears. Steve, the defund the police movement, that should have never happened. A few years ago, we knew we would see the damage, not only immediately, but years down the line. What did you notice with LV, Metro Police Department, with Metro, and with other police departments, the consequences of the Defund the Police movement?
What you saw was really that a lot of police officers just felt devalued and were targeted and made to be the bad people instead of the heroes. And so a lot of people just started leaving the job. And this theory of moving money around to overinvest in different resources and forget the police officers, a lot of places that couldn't even come to fruition because the officers just left the profession altogether. And so you not only had this unintended consequence of people leaving, but you also weren't even focused on what you had. So what we saw was cops were just saying, hey, I'm not willing to risk my personal bank account, my family, my ability to not be put in prison for trying to do what's right by our communities because politicians want to target us. And so folks were leaving in high numbers during that conversation. And then what did we see? We saw crime spike, and then we saw people and politicians, mainly on the left side of the aisle, pivot and now say, no, we defend our police. No, they're great. We just meant it's typical politics at its worst. And but who pays in the long run? The citizens.
That's so true. How has recruitment been? I know in our neck of the woods, our governor is Joe Lombardo. He wants to help build back what was lost. What are you seeing in terms of recruitment?
We're starting to see our numbers go up. Currently, right now, I'm at a police academy doing some instructing, and we were having some academies that were down in the low 20s of police recruits. And, you know, take by comparison, when I went through the police academy many years ago, I had about 75 people at my academy. We had academies where there were 100 officers in the academies, and we were doing 4 or 5 a year. We saw a huge dip. May of 2019, we had, I believe it was 1,200 applicants for the job of police officer. May of 2021, there was 154. But we stemmed the tide, and now we have full academies going. Interest in police work is back where it's supposed to be, and we're starting to recover from all that rhetoric that we saw.
Yeah. So I got pulled over. And a couple days ago, and immediately I put my hands on the tenant. I rolled down the window, put my hands on the tenant to position. What message do you want the public to have so that we keep your officers safe and there's not any misconstruing or what can we do to help, you know, when we are pulled over or if there is a burglary or if we're at the wrong place at the wrong time?
Yeah, you know, it's always listen to the police officer's commands and you know, recognize that at that point in time, that officer is the one that's in control. And whether you like it or not, whether you agree with why you were stopped or not, if you wanted to complain about an officer, comply first. And if you want to complain later, feel free. But know that a traffic stop is one of the most dangerous unknowns for a police officer. There's no intelligence to gather about who is inside and what their intentions are. It's not a call for service where somebody's giving us some information prior to. It is a big unknown. And so the more compliant you can be on that stop, like you said, hands on the steering wheel, officer, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. And even if they, a little trick for people to try and put an officer in a better mood to say, man, I really do apologize for speeding. There's no excuse for it. I apologize for even making you waste your time. There's a good chance you might even get out of that ticket because the officer feels that you have some level of accountability. But listening to their commands, don't make quick movements, don't do things that they don't want you to do. Those are the keys to keeping an officer to where they feel that they're dealing with a normal citizen who has no ill intentions and that they can just go about the business of the car stop.
Amen to that. We're speaking to Steve Grumas, president of the Las Vegas Police Protective Association. You guys do a lot of good stuff. Talk to us about what's coming up.
So we have our second current iteration of our Police vs. Fire charity football game. This game used to be played in the late 70s into the early 80s. The reason they did it to start, a fireman's daughter needed dialysis, and Las Vegas did not have a hospital that had a dialysis machine. So this fireman had to drive up to Utah to get treatment for his daughter. The fire department and the police department came together and said, well, perhaps we can play a football game and raise money for the dialysis machine. But they were successful. They raised enough to buy 3 dialysis machines for our local hospitals.
Wow.
And so it continued forward until about 1983, when unfortunately, once people realized that they were making money for their charitable organization, now people started telling them, oh, you can't use this for free. We can't donate this. You've got to pay. And so it became cost prohibitive to do the game. Last year, the PPA, we got the idea to bring the game back because, of course, our charity is the Law Enforcement Assistance Fund, which basically provides free college education for anyone killed in the line of duty that's a member of the Police Protective Association. We pay for their room, board, tuition, meal plans, books. We also pay for the surviving spouse if they want to go back to college and earn a degree. We also buy Christmas presents, birthday presents, graduation, weddings. We stay involved in our kids' lives so they know that the sacrifice paid by their parents wasn't in vain and no one's forgotten about it. So this year's game is going to be an amazing event. We're at Bishop Gorman High School. It's May 6th at 6 p.m. We have a variety of ticket options available. Our most notable one is the VIP ticket package, which is $150, but it gets you into the game 3 hours early. We have a private area set up, food, drinks. We're working on getting some celebrities and former football players in there to do some mingling. It's going to be an amazing event, and we just really hope folks come out and support their first responders.
Oh, man, amen to that. I'll definitely be there. I'm flying back from Reno from another charity event, so definitely want to be there to support. Quickly, as we're heading out to the end, what is the website for people to find out more information?
You can go to lvppa.com, and our main center will have a link. Click, or tickets, you can call our office at 702-384-8992.
All right, and I'm going to post that on my website as well, and Twitter and Facebook. God bless you, Steve, and your team. Thank you. Can't wait to have you back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. The Justice Department's unsealed the indictments against 28 people involved in a system that starts with raw chemicals in China and ends up as fentanyl on the streets of the USA. They include the Chapitos, the three sons of cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The maker of the abortion pill Mifepristone is joining the Justice Department in asking the Supreme Court to throw out the ruling by a Texas judge that invalidated the FDA's approval of the drug. First charges against suspected classified documents leaker Jack Teixeira are now public. He's accused of unauthorized detention and transmission of national defense information and unauthorized removal of that data. A mystery along I-10 near the Texas-Louisiana border. A big truck hauling a trailer on which sits a Russian tank. It was reportedly captured in Ukraine, but how it made it to the USA, nobody knows. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, it's interesting. This Burger King issue, where I don't believe it's corporate Burger King, but it's franchises who have problems. And some of you have asked about franchises and if they're a good business. And again, I'm a physician. I've been a business owner, and yes, I own a couple franchises, not of fast food, though. And so it's interesting. I'm really mixed, and I'll tell you what I think. But within Burger King, two franchisees have now filed for bankruptcy, one who had over 100 chains. And when we look and see what's happening with Bud Light, and we've seen videos of Bud Light reps getting now financially hurt because of the Bud Light sort of change in their marketing to use Dylan Mulvaney to represent the brand. And, you know, we realize that when you do have a company and a name and a company closes, who it affects. And Burger King, not my favorite fast food. I'm really not a big fan of the taste. I understand Burger King was charbroiled and they had bigger burgers. But somebody like me, I really love the McDonald's taste. My husband loves the Burger King taste, so he prefers that, but we don't really eat a lot of fast food. But Wendy's, I think, is delicious. Wendy's actually, I think, took over the top spot under McDonald's, I think, by 2020. But Burger King was found in 1953, and about 140 locations now have gone bust in the last year. Meridian Restaurants Unlimited, which has 118 Burger King locations, filed bankruptcy because they had $14 million in debt. They're going to close a bunch of locations in Minnesota, Utah, Montana, Kansas, Nebraska, North Dakota. Another franchisee, EYM King, is closing 26 restaurants in Michigan. A 90-unit operator called Tom's King sold out of bankruptcy for $33 million. And so it's really interesting what these companies are doing. And where the American dream is going right now is not to wake up out of bed, get a degree online, work at a job, get fired a year or two later, now stay home, find a new job, get fired. That's not what the American dream is anymore. All right? Because that's how people look at getting the job. It used to be, okay, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to get a scholarship or financial aid, I'm going to borrow, I'm going to go to college, I'm going to get a degree, I'm going to get a job, I'm going to pay back the loans, I'm going to invest, I'm going to get married, I'm going to, you know, have kids, I'm going to promote education for them. After 25, 30 years in a company, I might get a pension, retirement plan. And that was the American way, and that's not what it is right now. So what people are doing is looking at what other individuals have done who might have started in their means. So the Mark Zuckerberg story, mind you, he was at Harvard. But the average Gen Z or millennial was like, okay, wait a second. This is a guy that went to college. He had an idea. He left college, put money into that idea, got investors, and grew one of the most successful businesses in history. So that's why you have a lot of individuals leaving college, looking to group up with others to start a business. I mean, people started businesses for years, but they want to do it the Mark Zuckerberg way. The problem is Mark Zuckerberg was very unique. And he, you know, must have had some sort of money if he was going to Harvard. So, yeah, maybe find somebody a little bit more realistic to you. Even though we'll always dream big, that's fine. So for those of us who grew up middle class or lower income, okay, what did we notice people did? Well, what they did is they came up with a business concept of those individuals, came up with a business concept, figured out, hey, you know, that we could make this a brand, we could branch out, but rather than us running that brand, maybe we could sell features of that brand and sell the name. But they give us profits off their location. And hence, that's how the franchisee grew, where companies like McDonald's or Burger King or Subway said, look, we want locations in Las Vegas and Phoenix and, I don't know, Portland, but we don't want to pay and do all that. So you do it. You pay us for getting to use our name. You follow our rules. And when you pay us, you'll also have to pay us a percentage of your profits. And these companies rake it in. And the franchisee, I think there's a chiropractic chain that now, I don't know if it's franchises or it's all corporate, but I believe you could own your own, the joint. And then you pay royalties and, you know, franchise. When you have a brand, and you have a company, and mind you, I'm not criticizing it, because it is a means for you to be able to own a business, and a popular business, and a business with a known brand, and save all that time and trouble in marketing, because all you have to do is put up the sign. But at the same time, you still have to work, you still have to manage it, and I've seen franchisees lose if they don't run the company correctly. And if you don't understand that there are rules you have to follow, and as society changes their mind about what you need to pay fast food workers or pay in terms of supplies or COVID rules, you could go under. And so these chains, and I think Burger King is one of the first to show that they're struggling, is you can't have 99-cent menus. You can't have inexpensive food offerings, which is the draw. Fast food draws people because it's fast. You don't have to wait for cooking. It's on the run. It's predictable. You know exactly how your meal is going to come out, assuming nobody spits on it. And it's cheap. Now, we take a road trip with the kids. Yeah, we will hit a fast... The only time we really hit fast food is not for dinner, but if we're on the road. We're like, we don't have time to stop. We don't want to sit at a restaurant. Restaurants are too expensive. You could just grab something to go. But the last time we drove back from California to Nevada and we stopped to get a McMuffin breakfast, it was a $10 meal. $40 for a family of four for fast food egg sandwiches and coffee or orange juice. And okay, get it, hash brown too. Okay, that's a lot. So eventually people are like, I'm not going to go to McDonald's, it's too expensive. I'm not going to go to Burger King, it's too expensive. And unless they figure out how to still offer food inexpensively, why would people go there? And when I see that some of these sandwiches at fast foods are $8, $9, well then, why am I doing that? Nobody's going to really eat a salad in their car. They might pick up a salad. Remember McDonald's pizza? That was a big mistake. People don't want that kind of pizza. Yeah. And so they have to figure out the big draw is their cost. And if in some cities, such as I think in Southern California, or maybe all of California, they're eventually going to have to pay $20 an employee, that burger is going to be $20. $20 an hour, I meant. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So what us doctors are just kind of praying doesn't happen is that we have a bird flu pandemic. And we understand that the media and public officials went overboard with what happened with COVID. The early part of COVID was scary. I get that. And that killed a lot of people. But then the levels at which they took it and the length of the lockdowns and not a lot of rhyme or reason as to who had to lock down and who didn't. So like dentists, for example, had to lock down and people with severe dental issues were calling telemedicine for help, yet marijuana dispensaries were open. And some of these dentists in some of these states were threatened that even if they were doing paperwork in their office, they could be lose their license. I mean, people just took it way too far. So my worry is bird flu which has a much higher mortality rate in humans. That's going to be a mess, an absolute mess. So where are we with bird flu right now? So bird flu, the H5N1, they say is four mutations away, four key mutations, to be able to spread violently among humans. Now, it currently is ravaging a lot of birds, particularly, and then mammals that have gotten it have had to be culled, like the minks that were killed last year. But when you have a virus that is so rampant within a community, it has to divide, and it has to replicate. And when it replicates, there's a probability of it mutating. It's not going to be 100% all the time. It doesn't clone to the degree that we think. There may be some variations because it relies on a lot of environmental factors. And so if a couple mutations happen, it may allow its ability to infect humans easier. Now, we do know humans can get this virus. It doesn't seem to be as ubiquitous in humans who take care of these animals, you know, like farmers or butchers, etc. We don't see that spread as much as we see animal to animal. But if it mutates to where somebody gets exposed and then they could turn around and cough it onto somebody, now we have a pandemic, because that's going to be very easily spread. And so there's a few changes that have to happen. Now, the reason why I'm not panicking is because the amount of variability that happens with mutations is very, the probability of it mutating to something weaker is higher than it mutating to this. The problem is it's so damn close. And for any one of us who have won playing craps or bingo or hit our number, black 17 on roulette, you do know that there is a probability of it hitting, and it hitting right on. And our concern is some mutations, who cares if they happen, because the virus can't live long with it. And even if, you know, there's no host for it to go to, it's like, let's say it decides to mutate where it could affect your, I don't know, kitty cat. Well, if there's no kitty cats around, right, because it's a poultry farm and we like to keep cats away from birds, you know, that might not be a long-lived mutation, and it may mutate out because it never gets to find a kitty cat host. But if it finds a human host, and humans around humans, and maybe one human isn't ideal, but you cough onto the wife, she might be a little bit more, or they cough onto the little kid, then it's able to grow. This child in Cambodia who died, while her father also had the virus, we don't know if father gave it to daughter, if daughter gave it to father, or they both simultaneously picked up the same fowl or bird or got exposed to the same bird. But it killed the child. And so if it finds a host, and it has to with any sort of pandemic that we spoke about, it can't be too lethal. Because if it kills the host too quickly, it can't spread. That's why Ebola didn't go farther than 11,500 deaths. That was still a lot. And it still affected thousands. But the reason why Ebola didn't go worldwide is everyone's like, well, it's because we tested everybody's temperature when they came to the airport. Well, people took Tylenol and things like that. I can't say 100% that it was, you know, all of our public health measures. And I do think it helped, especially in America, it did help. But one of the reasons why that gentleman that was in an American hospital in Texas and was diagnosed with a flu got sent home later to come back and die at the hospital with Ebola, you know, his contacts, I don't think, died. There were a couple contacts that got Ebola, but it didn't spread as much as you thought it would have. with COVID, you can infect the whole classroom with COVID. Why? Because you don't realize you're sick. And it's in you longer and you're spreading it longer. Somebody with Ebola, bloody eyes, sick, sweating, you know they're sick a mile away. So if H5N1 gets into us, we're coughing and sneezing, blowing it off because we're like, I don't want people to think we have COVID and we're sick of COVID. They spread it, and then unfortunately it gets lethal, because that's the thing we can't really necessarily say. You know, at what day does it turn lethal? That's a problem. And so the person can be affected if viral particles get through their mouth, their nose, their eyes. And it happens if you touch a surface that had the virus. I don't know how long the virus can live on an object. You know, with COVID, they still haven't come up with a consensus. Early on in the COVID pandemic, they said in cruise ships, they found it to live for 17 days. But then in other papers, they said, no, COVID doesn't live that well outside the body. Well, which is it? Now, back in 2012, Dutch researchers were able to manufacture the H5N1 bird flu to spread airborne between ferrets. Now, this is called gain-of-function research. This is something that America claims they don't get involved with and they don't want other countries to do. And the team identified changes to the virus's bindings that allow it to travel through the air and attach to human cells, the RNA code that it needed in order to do that. And so I don't like gain-of-function research because people can turn a pathogen into something more deadly. But sometimes gain-of-function happens not maliciously, but they're trying to figure out which mutations it needs to do what it has to do. And the reason why scientists are studying it is if they do have a vaccine that they want to use for this, they're going to need that vaccine to make sure it protects against key elements. So, you know, this, I don't want everybody panicked, but we did a horrible, horrible job in the COVID aftermath, to the point that now if somebody says, hey, guys, we have another flu coming, everybody get vaccinated and wear masks, whoever says that is going to get, you know, hundreds of thousands of middle fingers shown at them. All right? Bird flu is pretty serious, especially with the 50% mortality rate. So we need to make sure we have vaccines. If Tamiflu works, we need to make sure we have plenty of Tamiflu and something else besides Tamiflu in case it becomes resistant to it. And we need to make sure people have adequate masks like N95 respirators and not the BS they were wearing. So hopefully the Biden administration is preparing if we're only four mutations away. 1-877-DR-BELLY.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.